Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
I'm excited to have with me today on this edition of Connected, Prophet David Lebo, and he is the president and founder of Tidal Wave Ministries International, and that is located in Hedgesville, West Virginia. David, welcome to today's edition of Connected.
Yes, Tim. Hey, thanks for having me on today.
And, you know, I'm excited about the subject matter that you're going to be talking about today. You have written a book, and it is concerning your personal life and prophecies and what you feel God is saying in the world today. And so we're going to be talking about this today, and then we're going to come back tomorrow, and we're going to be talking more about the subject matter of your book. So you all want to stay tuned, and we'll be right back with Prophet David Lebo right after this song.
There's no life in yesterday, but it's hard to just let go. So many things I'd like to change along this broken road. Chance to start again. There's no future in my past, and there's no moving on for me if I'm always looking back. It's time to forgive and forget. Mercy has no memory, has no regret. God took those sins and carried them far as the east is from the west. And if Jesus can forgive me, then it's time to forgive myself. Every one of my mistakes has been buried by the waves. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, He washed them all away. He looks beyond all I have done to the heart of who I am. And the one who saw me fall so hard gives me strength to stand.
It's time to forgive and forget. Mercy has no memory, grace has no regret.
God took those sins and carried them far as the east is from
I'm back with my special guest today on Connected, and that is David Lebo, and he is the president and founder of Tidal Wave Ministries International, and that's located in Hedgesville, West Virginia. David, tell the listening audience today a little bit about your ministry, sir.
Well, Tidal Wave Ministries International, we have been prophetically preaching the Word of God around the four-state area. We go into churches mainly, and we've been doing 1 and 2 day crusade type revival meetings, and we just have had the presence of God will just fall in the place. The glory of God will come in, and He's setting people free. An Isaiah 61 ministry of Jesus, and the kingdom of God is being displayed and advanced in the earth, and we just can't be more excited about that.
Praise God. And, you know, we sure appreciate you. I know you stopped in here last year and were a special guest on Connected. And then you and I went over at that time to the World Lighthouse Worship Center, and we prayed, and then you prophesied to some folk over there. And some of those prophecies came to pass just within a few weeks' time. So we are co-laborers together with Christ in the vineyard as ambassadors and as prophets of the Lord. And I believe God is getting ready to pour out His Spirit even in a greater measure here on planet Earth. And I've been in ministry now for 32 years and been in about every different denomination that you could imagine to preach in, and been all over the Eastern Seaboard. And David, you in your travels as well, you've seen a lot of good things, a lot of signs and wonders and things like this. But God has given you a special book that you have written, and we're going to be talking about that book on today's edition of Connected. And I want to pick up right there, David, and tell us a little bit about how the book came about.
Tim, you know, it started a few years back. The book's been out for about 4 or 5 years now. And the Lord had me in, we used to go to a weekly prayer meeting on Friday nights, and the presence of God would just begin to just consume the entire room. And the Lord began to show me just certain numbers, and I'll try to give you the short version here. I would see a 1, 3, a 5, 7, and 9. And I thought, Lord, what is this? So in prayer, I began to seek the Lord about it, and then lo and behold, He said, in 2 weeks, I want you to quit your job, and I want you to write a book. And I had never done that before, and I said, okay, Lord, I'll do it. And in obedience, the Lord gave, He turned in my life verse of Psalm 91 into a 492-page book that took the numbers 1 through 12 and prophetically outlined the symbolism of all those numbers, and it's a prophetic word to the worldwide church based on Psalm 91, abiding under the shadow. And it just turned out to be so much more than I ever had thought that it would. It took 10 months to write, a lot of travail, a lot of birthing in the Spirit, you know, to bring that revelation. But that's basically how it all started.
All right, let's talk from the very first chapter in the book, David. We want to, of course, you're going to be back with us tomorrow. There's a part one today and then a part two tomorrow of you talking about this book. Let's talk a little bit about the book, what the purpose of the book is for, and what you see God doing with the book right now.
You know, I had to really focus on the subtitle of it. It's Abiding Under the Shadow, based on Psalm 91:1, but the subtitle may contain more of the purpose. It's God's call to return to covenant relationship for His people. And so those words right there, return to covenant, for this time and the season that we're living in our world, I think the word covenant is under such attack today, and with, like, say, the marriage covenant, and we're trying to redefine what marriage really is. God's saying, hey, wait a minute, let's return, and we need to go back and look at a few things, because we got some things maybe mixed up a bit. And so that purpose is to get us back to what is the original covenant, the agreement that God has made with us. And it goes right back to Jesus at the Last Supper when He broke the bread and He drank the cup. He said, this is my new covenant that I am making with you. And, Tim, really today we don't understand truly what that is. And there's a great mystery revealed at the end of this book to tell us as the body of Christ who we really are in this relationship. You have to know who you are in the relationship that you are in to know what's available for you.
Okay, let's just take it from that point. You're talking about a covenant relationship, first of all, between you and God. In the Old Testament, the covenant relationship was between the folk, the children of Israel, and it was between Jehovah God. In the New Testament, of course, through the progressive revelation of the name of God, in the New Testament, the name of Jesus represents the Godhead, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And we see that the name of Jesus, we anoint in that name, we pray in that name. David, we get saved in that name. What does that name have to do with this covenant?
Jesus, his very name, you know, the name of Yahweh, and there's so many more names. Jesus being fully God in the earth, he was Emmanuel, God with us. As we come into a relationship with him, all that he is now becomes available to us because you know now what relationship you are in. And that relationship, Tim, you know, we know the bride. We talk about the bride and the body of Christ, but this revelation, God takes it one step further, that we are more than just the bride waiting for her long-lost lover to hopefully one day be reunited with him. God takes it in this revelation, and in the meat of the book, as you go through it, one of the main purposes is it reveals that the bride is transformed into the queen, just like the story of Queen Esther. So she comes into a position of power and authority, and now she can act on behalf of the king in the earth to rule and reign and actually speak on behalf of the king.
Praise God. I love this conversation today with Prophet David Lebo. And of course, he's the president and founder of Tidal Wave Ministries in Hedgesville, West Virginia. And I love what you said about the queen. The bride has become the queen. And of course, the body of Christ, Jesus is the head in heaven. And we are his body here on earth, many members fitly framed together to make up the one body. Now, you did mention the queen. And I tell you what, if there is in this modernistic contemporary intellectual age that we live in, there is definitely a need for the queen or the female gender to take her place in the body of Christ as well as the male. What would you say to that?
Amen. You know, spiritually, God doesn't look at gender. And a lot of folks maybe, you know, in decades past has tried to place women in somehow of a lower standing and not be able to minister or whatnot. But in the spirit, God doesn't see gender. He sees us as souls, as individuals. And, you know, so women do need to come forth and take their rightful place as well. And, you know, to say the converse of that, men need to come and take their place in the kingdom of God as well. And I know, you know, churches sometimes are full of women, and intercessory prayer meetings are full of women. Men, we need to stand up and be the men of God that God has called us to be, and we need to know who we are as men as well.
Praise God. We're going to take a break at this point, going to break for a song, and we'll be back with our special guest, David Lebo, in just a moment. I'm back with my special guest today on Connected, and of course that's Prophet David Lebo. He is the president and founder of Tidal Wave Ministries International, and that is located in Hedgesville, West Virginia. And David has written a book, and he's been talking somewhat about his book on today's broadcast. He's going to be back with us tomorrow on part two of talking about his book and what he feels God is doing in this last day and age that we live in. David, there are a lot of folks that are listening today, and some folks say, well, what's a modern-day prophet? You know, are there really prophets in these last days? I believe the answer to that is yes. Fivefold ministry, the Apostle Paul talked about in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, and of course in verse number 11, we know that scripture. He gave some apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Tell us a little bit about what that fivefold ministry is about, and then we're going to go to the Lord in prayer.
Okay, Tim, yeah, you know, there's even a section in my book as it goes through all the numbers 1 through 12. As you come into chapter 5, there's a whole section on the fivefold ministry. And that it is still important for today, as you as said in Ephesians 4. It talks about the apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, teachers. Prophets, they are so important today, and I think they carry some of the strongest authority for God's word being spoken in the earth. And today's culture wants to kill that voice and wipe that voice out. So even in the manifestations of the giftings within the church, they get attacked a lot in today's church circles because it's so powerful. But God he's bringing an awareness that the gifts are critical to the success of the church, and they are actually not only a gift, they're a weapon. They are a weapon of warfare,
yes,
and
yes.
God's bringing balance to that.
Praise God. Amen. Well, you know, there's so many people out there today, David, that have so many needs. I was just a few moments ago, before we come on the air, I was looking at a whole list of scriptures as well as prayer requests that have come in and how to plan on praying over these prayer requests that have come in. Folks that are suffering from stage 4 cancer, to diabetes, thyroid conditions, spirit of insomnia, people having a hard time sleeping at night. The Bible says that men's hearts shall fail them in the last days because of fear. And so heart attacks, people that are uncommon, people in their 20s and in their 30s having heart attacks all the time. We get this all the time here at the station. There's folks that are in the hospital right now. I received a prayer request from a lady who said that her granddaughter is in the hospital and she has suffered from a case of pneumonia. So we're praying over those needs right now. Would you take us to the Lord in prayer?
Sure, Tim. Yes, absolutely. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, those ears that are listening to our voices right now, Father, we speak life and health to them right now, that Jehovah Rapha will be just come and invade their houses, their bodies, Lord God. Fill them with your very presence, Father God, that every sickness will have to go in Jesus' mighty name. Every demonic sickness and infirmity would have to leave in Jesus' mighty name. We pray health and life to every listener in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God. And if you were touched in your body, we would like to hear back from you. 301-895-3292. Let us know that you've been touched by the Lord. Well, God bless you, my friends. Thank you for listening to today's edition of Connected, and I will be back tomorrow at the same time, Lord willing, with my special guest, part two of Prophet David Lebo.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at HeesAlive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.